We're back in general session at 9:18. All right, so we had our discussion in executive session. Does anyone, I think Ms. Brahman had a very succinct motion that she could present.
Ms. Brahman, I would like to make a motion to increase Heather's salary up to the maximum based on the budget constraints, if any.
And the discussion had an executive session?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, it moved and seconded to approve amount discussed based on...
There was a second.
Yeah, was there a second? I'm so sorry.
Seconded.
Thank you, Dr. Foreman. It's been moved and seconded to approve salary increase as per discussion in executive session for our executive director, Heather Broaddus. Is there any other discussion on this matter? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. I should have asked, should that be a voice?
No, it's okay. Okay. Doesn't even need to be a roll call.
Okay.
Heather's not getting disciplined.
No, she's not. Okay, we'll move on now to Heather's executive director's report.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, board members. The first issue I have is regarding issuance of initial licenses. Historically, and I'm not sure the background on this, but the board has issued a license for 6 to 18 months, depending on when that initial license was issued. Recently, the Attorney General's office has advised that no boards should issue a license for more than 12 months. So in conversations with the Assistant Attorney General and the board chair, it was determined, as long as the board agrees, that this board will no longer issue an initial license for more than 12 months. And I did give some examples of how the board has issued licenses, new licenses, so I can answer any questions on that. If there are no questions, the next item is regarding complaint number 2414C, Dr. Cox. At its November 13, 2024 meeting, the board voted to continue that complaint to obtain additional information. It also directed me to contact the licensee to see if the licensee would be willing to enter into a consent agreement in order for a voluntary surrender of the license. And the licensee is willing to sign a consent agreement order for voluntary surrender. So that is being drafted. Once that is drafted and signed by the licensee, it will be brought back to the board for review and possible ratification. I can answer any questions on that. I do have one other update on that, in that the board also directed me to refer that case to the Attorney General's office, and that was done. The Attorney General's office did review the case and had determined that Arizona does not have jurisdiction because the conduct did not happen in Arizona. So they're declining to take any action on that.
And board members, this is just an update. So if we could hold discussion for the January meeting, just because it is an open complaint right now and we didn't agendize it as a complaint, this is just an update to provide you information. But at the January meeting, you'll be able to have more discussion.
The next item I have is regarding fingerprint clearance cards. And for some of the newer board members may not be aware of this, but the board implemented this requirement prior to having FBI approval because it was already in podiatry statute. So basically the board just asked for the licensee to attest that they possess a valid fingerprint clearance card. Well, November 25th, the board did finally receive FBI approval. And this was a very long process. We've had lots of discussions with DPS over this. Myself and other executive directors, we've had discussions with governor's office, but anyways, the fix was finally resolved and this board now has FBI approval. I can answer any questions on that.
Yay.
Do we have to get our fingerprints done again?
No, not for board, okay. No, not for board members. This is for licensees and new applicants.
Okay.
Yeah.
It mentioned the board. Okay.
I provided an update of the current budget, and there was one new complaint added to the complaint log since I sent board materials. So I can answer any questions on either of those, and that's my summary.
Okay, so thank you, Heather. Now, a summary of current events. We have, anybody have anything for that category? Okay. Then our next is call to the public, and there is no public left here to be called. Next is 12, discussion of possible action items for future meetings. So that will be that item will be the draft after Heather goes to the that draft legislative meeting on the 18th. That will be, that's an agenda item to add, and then also we'll be re-agendizing Clotsburg. Can I say?
No. Can't say the name.
Can't, okay, so we will be re-agendizing a
that complaint.
The complaint, so.
And Madam Chair, board members, if I may, last month there was a very short discussion regarding the physician's health program. I'm still working on that. I did hear back from one of the programs there. I gave them the board meeting dates in January for one of their representatives to come and present to the board. Wow. So that will be also on a future agenda.
Okay. Presentation. Okay, great. All right, so. Moving on, our next board meeting, January the 8th, 2025.
Boardroom B.
Boardroom B, that's right. That's a different, yeah. That's the one across the hall from where we currently are. All right. So, anybody have any other comments or concerns they'd like to raise before we adjourn? Well, then, I am making a motion to adjourn the meeting at 9:26 a.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Meeting is adjourned.